Section 3. Expanded Story. Gary and Leslie are students. They are in grade 4. It is Thursday. At Gary and Leslie's school, students sometimes go on a school trip on Thursday. All the students like to go on school trips. They are at the museum today with their teacher and their classmates. They are walking into the past section. All the students are hoping to see many interesting things. The first thing they see is people's clothes. The students all look at the old clothes.
What clothes did people wear in the old days?
Asks Gary.
In England, they wore long dresses and top hats,
says the teacher.
In America, they wore warm leather clothes. In China, they wore beautiful silk clothes.
Gary and Leslie's teacher is very smart, and he knows a lot of things. Which clothes would you like to try on? The next thing the students look at is transportation in the past. Everybody is very interested.
How did people travel?
Asks Leslie.
In America, some people traveled by canoe,
says the teacher. A canoe is a small boat made from animal skin and wood.
In China, they used rickshaws, and in England, they traveled by horse and carriage.
A rickshaw looks a little like a carriage, but it only has two wheels. How would you like to travel? The students come to the next section, houses.
Where did the people live in those days?
Asks Gary.
In China, people lived in big houses with a square courtyard,
says the teacher. Chinese people lived together as big families, so they needed big houses.
In England, they lived in tall, narrow houses, and in America, some people lived in teepees.
A teepee is like a tent and can be packed up and moved to a new place easily. The students go to see how people talked to each other in the old days.
Did they have telephones in those days?
Asks Leslie.
No, they didn't,
says the teacher. Before the telephone was invented, people used other ways to talk to each other.
In England, they used telegrams. In China, they wrote beautiful letters. And in America, they sometimes even used smoke signals.
Can you work out how people can use smoke to talk to each other? The past section was very interesting. Now, the students are going into the present section of the museum. They are having a great time. Leslie enjoyed learning about the past. She saw what clothes people wore, where they lived, how they traveled, and how they talked to each other. Gary wants to see what is in the present. The present section shows many things we use today. In the present section, they see some cool clothes. "What clothes do we wear these days?" asks the teacher.
"We wear jeans, sneakers, and t-shirts,"
says Gary.
"Girls wear skirts, blouses, and hats,"
says Leslie. Leslie and Gary like to wear cool clothes.
"We also wear caps, sandals, and jackets,"
says Gary. The clothes we wear today look very different from the clothes in the past. Do you wear jeans and sneakers? Next, the students see something they know very well: transportation.
"How do people get around?" asks the teacher.
"I go to school by car,"
says Leslie. Leslie's mother drives her to school every day.
"My dad sometimes takes me to the shops on his scooter,"
says Gary. Gary and his dad always wear helmets on the scooter for safety.
"Okay, some people also get around by motorcycle, and others use the bus.
How do you go to school and to the shops?" Their teacher takes them to look at some different places people live in.
"Where do people live these days?" asks the teacher.
"I live in an apartment, in a tall building,"
says Leslie. She lives on the 10th floor and can see the city from her window.
"We live in a house with a big yard,"
says Gary. He's lucky to have a beautiful big yard to play in, with flowers, trees, and green grass.
"My dog lives in a house too."
Do you think Gary's dog is lucky too? It's time to look at how people talk to each other these days.
"How do we communicate with other people?" asks the teacher.
"We can use a telephone or cell phone to call our friends,"
says Leslie. Leslie's mother says she can have a cell phone when she grows up.
"I use the internet to email my cousin in New Zealand,"
says Gary. Gary has a computer at home, and he uses his computer to send emails to his friends and family. Do you send emails to anyone? Gary liked the present section. He saw how people dress, where they live, how they get around, and how they communicate. What's next? The teacher and the children are now going into the future section of the museum. Nobody knows what the future will bring, but let's try to imagine. It's fun to imagine what will happen in the future because anything is possible. Let's look at the clothes of the future.
"What clothes will people wear in 20 years' time?" asks the teacher.
I think the clothes will be very cool,
says Gary.
They will have small computers in their clothes, and the clothes will change size and color.
If our clothes can change size and color, then we won't have to buy new clothes so often. How wonderful! Wow! Look at these amazing forms of transportation.
How will children go to school?
Asks the teacher.
I think they will go to school in cars that can fly,
says Leslie.
Flying cars. It will be really cool to fly to school.
I think children will not go to school,
says Gary.
They will have class at home on their computers.
Would you like to study at school or at home on a computer? The students walk to the next section.
Where will people live in the future?
Asks Leslie.
I think we will live in tall buildings controlled by computers,
says the teacher. The computers can help us to do the housework and can maybe even cook for us. That will be good.
I think we will live in cities under the sea,
says Gary. Cities under the sea. What a great idea. We will be able to see all kinds of fish outside our windows. Would you like to live under the sea? Communication in the future will be interesting. Let's see what the students think.
How will people talk to each other in the future?
Asks the teacher.
They will use little telephones in their ears,
says Gary.
They will talk to each other by just thinking and not speaking,
says Leslie. Communicating by thinking and not speaking. That would be fun to try. What do you think?
I can't wait for the future,
says Gary.